In this video, I'm going to give you some tips for organizing your computer, because the more organized your computer is, the more efficiently you're going to be able to work. And one thing that you can do to get your computer organized is to clear your desktop of unused icons, because if you've got to hunt around on your desktop to find something, then it's going to be a lot of wasted time. And you might click on the wrong icon and you open the wrong program, and you've got to shut it down again, and it's all disorganized. So getting rid of icons that you haven't used for a long time is a nice way to really speed up your work. Now, how do you do this in Windows? Well, years ago, when Windows XP was current, there used to be a neat little wizard that used to run every so often and would take note of when you'd last clicked on an icon, and then you could run this and it would clear it away to a folder called Unused Icons or something similar. But unfortunately, they did away with that with the Windows Vista upgrade. So now you have to do it manually, but it's not really a big deal. What you have to do is right-click on the desktop to create a new folder, and you can call it Unused Desktop Icons or something similar, and then just simply drag the icon to this new folder. And when you do need to refer back to that particular program, you can go to the Unused Desktop Icons folder and use it. But if it's one that you don't use very often, chances are that you'll have little cause to do that. And then all you have left on your desktop are the icons for programs that you use regularly. On a Mac, you can remove the icons manually to a separate folder, like on Windows. Or if you're running a Mac with OS X, you open Finder, click Preferences, select the General tab, and then uncheck the checkboxes for items that you want to hide. And then next time you go to your desktop, you'll find that they're all gone. One thing that makes email much simpler and easier to read is to filter it down so that you have different folders for different types of email. And this does two things. First of all, it means you haven't got to wade through all the junk in your inbox to find the really important messages. And secondly, you can find when someone has sent you an important message or someone who is important has sent you a message. I'm going to use Mozilla Thunderbird for this demonstration. And I like Mozilla Thunderbird for several reasons. First of all, because it enables me to run filters very easily. And second of all, because I can use multiple email accounts within the same client. So it does give me a lot of flexibility. Now, to run a filter, let's just come to my inbox here. You can see I've got lots of different messages here going right the way back. And if I wanted to find a particular message from a particular sender, then it would be a lot of hassle to have to go through it one at a time. So to create a message filter, I'm going to come here to Inbox. And then on my Windows computer, I'm going to right-click and have New Folder. Now let's say that I want to filter all my messages from the Warrior Forum into this separate folder. I could call it Warrior Forum. And I'm going to have it as a subfolder of Inbox, but you can also have it as a subfolder of local folders or something like that, and click on Create Folder. You can see we now have this new subfolder, Warrior Forum. Now, there are several ways that you can actually create the filters themselves. I'm going to show you the easiest way, and that's to come to a message from the sender that you want to create the filter from. Come down to where it's got their from, right-click on Windows, and then come to here where it says Create Filter From, and select that. You give the filter a name. I'm going to call it Warrior Forum. I like to keep the filter names the same as the subfolders that they're going to go into. And then I can say when I want to apply the filter. I can apply it manually, and I can apply it when new mail comes in. And you can have it either before the junk classification or after. I'm going to leave it at the default settings for this demonstration. You can also select the checkbox for archiving or after sending. And then you can set the conditions that you want this filter to run under. And you can have it to match all of one or more conditions, any of them, or all messages. And you can set it to filter from the from, which is obviously what we're going to do with this filter. Or you can filter it by subject, or you can filter it by date or priority or a whole bunch of other stuff here. And then you can have it match exactly, or you can have it, if it happens to contain certain keywords or a certain email address. And this is useful if you're going to be getting emails from different people within the same organization. You can simply have it contain the bit after the at in the email address. I'm going to leave it at the default settings for this demonstration. You can see the other settings here as well, like you can filter it if it's in your address book or if it isn't in your address book and that sort of thing. And then you can move the message to a different folder. And we've got the inbox. And you can see we've got Warrior Forum. So I'm going to select that. And then click OK. There you go. Now you've got all the filters here. And you can see that they're enabled. And you can add a new filter from this dialog. You can edit it. You can delete it. When you have more than one filter, you can select the order that they're run in. So that's that. So I'm going to select that. And you can choose the folder that I'm going to run it on, which is going to be inbox. And now I can run it now. Like that. And you can see, if you look up here, it's moved all of the email messages that I've got from the Warrior Forum into this particular folder. So we can now close this. So there's nothing here at all. But if I go here, you can see we've got all the different messages that I've got from the Warrior Forum. So now when I get a message from the Warrior Forum, it's going to be filtered out and I'll know immediately when I've got a new message from the Warrior Forum. I won't have to go and look for it in my inbox. And you can apply a similar technique to organizing bookmarks in your internet browser. Because, again, it makes finding sites that you want to revisit that much quicker. I'm going to use Google Chrome for this demonstration, although the process is similar for other web browsers. Now, in Chrome, what you do is come up here to the Customize icon and click on it. And then we come over here to Bookmarks. And you can see I've got a few bookmarks already set up here, but because this is for demonstration purposes, there aren't all that many. But if I were to use this on a regular basis, you'd probably find lots and lots of different bookmarks here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go here to Bookmark Manager and click on that. And then come here to Folders and click on Add Folders. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to add all my internet marketing bookmarks into one new folder. So we call this Internet Marketing. And that's done. Now I can come back here to where it says bookmarks bar. And then what I can do is just simply drag all of these across into my new folder like that. I can do it like that. And now when I go to my bookmarks, you can come here, bookmarks, you can see it's got internet marketing there. And then I can come down and I've got them all organized. So I don't need to wade through lots and lots of different bookmarks and scroll down to find different bookmarks. I can just simply come to it very, very easily and very straightforward. And that saves me a ton of time. So there you go. Just a few ways that you can organize your computer.